If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
It's time for the Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Speed Jokes, remember, you can find each episode of Speed Jokes at WGNradio.com/speedjokes. They're all there. Now, what a ripoff, guys. I went to an Egyptian seminar. It was a pyramid scheme. Honestly, people who go to those things are in denial.
Oh, boy.
Denial. In fact, a guy sold the pass to one of those to my friend, and I told him, Egypt you. Two old ladies are walking down the street. The first one says, you've got a suppository in your ear. The second one says, what? She says, you have a suppository in your ear. The second one says, uh-oh, I think I found my hearing aid. Sorry. You guys remember from yesterday, doctor, I think I'm a pig and I've skinned my knee. And the doctor says, here, take this ointment.
Mm-hmm.
I got more of those. Doctor, there's a strawberry stuck in my ear. Don't worry, I've got a cream for that. Doctor, I think I need glasses. Doctor says, I think you're right. This is the Jiffy Lube. Hey, here's a fun fact. If you were to take out all of your organs in your body and stretch them out in a straight line, you would die.
Yeah.
All right, this is your assignment. What's the punchline? There are 300 bricks on a plane. One falls off. How many are left?
I think I got this.
Dave, you think you got it? Mary?
No.
All right, Steve, go ahead.
I'm just going to take the easy way out of here. 299 are left.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I'm really disappointed in you other two.
See what I'd written down? I'd written down 299.
You
I said, that can't be the punchline.
Yes, it is. All I said was there were 300 bricks on a plane. One of them fell off.
These are jokes.
No, you're a joke.
Didn't we have another? Okay.
We had one like this before.
No, I mean,
what's funny about that?
Didn't you give me?
No, you and I aren't done yet,
okay.
Mr. Okay, Hannon.
I'm sorry.
Doctor, I've become invisible. Doctor says, sorry, I'm afraid I can't see you right now. Doctor, no, let's see. No, this is your line.
That's okay. A repeat.
Was that a repeat, Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah,
shame on me. Sorry, everybody.
Okay. Doctor, I think I'm a dog.
Hey, you, off the couch. Doctor says, no, how do we do this one, Dave?
You start.
Okay. Doctor, I'm seeing spots.
Have you already seen a doctor?
No, just spots. These two men jokes are complicated.
Yeah, they are.
And finally, Gandhi used to walk everywhere. Eventually, Gandhi grew a strong set of calluses on his feet, though. And he also ate very little. And with his odd diet, Gandhi had really bad breath. People said he smelled atrocious. But I said, hey, he was just a super calloused, fragile, mystic hex by halitosis. If you knew the...
Because I was afraid to speak, well, I was just a lad. My father gave me nails a tweet and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say, we ain't the nose.
Now.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how we go.
Supergallopagnosticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, you can say it loud enough, you'll always have a conscious. Supergallopagnosticexpialidocious.